Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr will be on, talking about why he wants to get rid of TikTok, why he thinks the iOS store and Google Play should both get rid of it. He says it's a very dangerous app. We'll talk about that. Plus, we've also got campus reform on today. And AOC was under attack yesterday, and she's freaking out over it. We'll talk about that as well on a Thursday. Feeling all right. Carrie, how's it going?
It's going all right.
But are you feeling all right?
Absolutely.
Seems I got follow making it happen. Monica's in for Sam. Appreciate that.
Every night I am stranger's dream. Imprisoned by the way it could have been. Left here on my own. So it seems I got to leave before I start to scream. Won't someone lock the door?
Turn it up. Let's go.
Took the key. I'm not feeling too good myself.
No. Man, let's warm it up. Let's warm it up some, Carrie.
Yes, sir. Feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Gotta work out the deep. That's what happens with my body. Listen, you don't like how I sing, whatever, doesn't matter.
Excuses. What?
No, not excuses. I mean, people who sing know this. If you don't warm up properly. Like, I sang after the show the other night for 3 or 4 songs.
Yeah.
The first one really just sucked. I could tell I was out of tune. It didn't feel good. Now, of course, Monica is very nice. Oh, no, you sounded great the whole time. But I can feel it when it's not on. It's just a matter of not using the higher end of my voice.
Right.
So you're right. I should probably sing the second verse. Let's go. Second chorus. Come on.
Myself.
Oh, yeah, see, much better. It's a lot better.
Singing people, feeling all right. I'm not feeling too good myself.
And the good is still not coming out. I'm still not getting the note on the good, which is weird.
Good.
It's
not there yet.
No, you can stop.
I'm like hour two, I'm really going to get it.
No, please don't.
I mean, I can do it in falsetto, but that sounds like crap. All right. I appreciate you guys being here. Carrie's a hater, but that's okay. We're used to it. Here's the stupidity of it.
Telling you the truth. What?
Here's the stupidity of it. I play your stupid song at the end of the third hour or the beginning of the third hour and on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday, you should be like, man, I'm feeling all right. Sing it, Pags. Let's go. Never going to happen, is it?
No. I'm pretty sure never, ever.
I could sing like Bon Jovi and you wouldn't root me on.
But that would not. That's not just going to happen.
In fact, I sang like Bon Jovi in the one parody that time. You hated it.
You didn't, and I did hate that parody.
Working on another one.
Absolutely horrific.
You know why I'm going to do another Bon Jovi song? Because I asked you guys for suggestions on parodies today. You ignored me.
I didn't get that message.
What are you talking about?
You sent us a message asking for ideas for parodies.
Yes.
I did not get that message.
Let me make sure, because I think you're lying.
I am not.
No, you're right. You're in it.
I didn't get it. What are you talking about? I did not get that message. I'm looking. Nope.
How about now? I thought you were in it.
I see. I wasn't.
Hey, Harry.
There we go.
Any suggestions?
Well, you left me out of that group
or
message.
A parody? I don't think so. I think you were right in there, to be honest. And you just ignored it. You deleted it. And you because you can remove yourself from a group message.
Oh, I'm sure that's what I did. Yeah.
Like, probably what the story
got
is.
I have no time for that. Yeah.
All right, you've got Alex Stein, who we've had on this program before. I think he calls himself Primetime Alex Stein 99 or Primetime 99 Alex Stein. I'm not sure how he says it, but he uses all those words in there. And he came to prominence probably in the past 4 or 5 months, something like that, because he shows up at these city council meetings and goes up there, pretends he's like for the liberal way. And then it's sarcastic, and he calls out people, like the people in the city council. He says, hey, and you, Bob, and hey, Brenda. I mean, he'll call them by their first names, and they really can't stop him because he's there, and he lives in that area. He can show his address, whatever. And then he just goes up in his rant. I mean, one time he showed up in a one-piece bathing suit, a women's bathing suit, pushing for Leah Thomas to get the fair treatment that she deserves. And he's just completely making a mockery of it. And he's gotten himself some traction. He was on this program. He was on Tucker Carlson. Now he's on Tucker Carlson a lot more. Since then, Alex has done more of that, and I support it. Now, I didn't like what he did with Dan Crenshaw, and I said this on my show. I didn't like he's calling him Eye Patch McCain. That's a term, actually, Tucker Carlson called Dan Crenshaw to begin with, which I'm not a fan of, Dan Crenshaw being called that. The guy lost an eye in war. And then he's given Cruz a hard time. And I was like, you could do a whole lot better for the conservative movement, which is, I think, what he's trying to do as a comedian. Literally, he's a comedian. But I wasn't a huge fan of that one. And then he did some other stuff, which was fine. And then yesterday, he goes to the Capitol in Washington. And for some reason, I don't know if he knew AOC was coming, but he's on the Capitol steps. Carrie, did you see the video, first of all?
Yeah, I did.
You saw the video of him and what he was saying to her, right?
Yes.
If I get the video wrong, let me know.
Okay.
He says, oh, look, it's my favorite big booty Latina. AOC, AOC, AOC. You love killing babies, but you got look at her body, her booty, whatever. And he's saying all this stuff, and he is probably, Carrie, I don't think I'm overestimating when I say he's 20 feet away from her, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And she reacts in some way, and instead of just telling him off or whatever, she comes toward him, doesn't come close, and then does a peace sign, and then gets back in her little contingent, and they walk away. So let me first give you my thoughts on him doing that. I am not for him calling her my favorite big booty or fat booty Latina. I'm not for that. Would I think it was funny? Yeah, if I was 12. I think it's very juvenile, mm-hmm. and it was immature. And I stand by that. You know that I'm always supporting women, yeah. and I wouldn't have somebody call somebody in my family that, or you that, or anybody else. I would stand up to that, and I'd tell them off. But she's made a complete idiot out of herself in her response, because she's making it about safety at the Capitol, which is weird, because as much as I disagree with what he said, because I thought that it was objectifying. Look, you say AOC coming, and you want to be Alex Stein and do the primetime 99 thing, yell a question at her. Tell her why you think she's wrong about something. Or say, I really, really support what you're saying, and maybe when she comes over, you know, hit her with a hard question. Like, he showed up at some of these marches for abortion or whatever, and he did great work with people when he was asking about abortion or vaccines or whatever. So I don't like what he said. I understand he's a comedian. Fine. And he has free speech rights. I don't want him to go to jail because of what he said. My problem is AOC's response and how hypocritical she is. Did you see her video response today?
I heard about it, but I didn't see her video, though.
She was in danger, and she was confronted, and the Capitol police officer stood there, did nothing about it. Well, Carrie, we've both seen the video. You and I agree we don't like what he said.
Nope, not at all.
Okay, but do you think he said something the Capitol Police should have acted on?
No.
He has the right to say it. And as much as it might be objectionable, he has the right to say it. She was never in harm's way. He never threatened her whatsoever. She was never in fear for her safety. But she legitimately, or literally, wants the Capitol Police officer or the Capitol Police to now take action against Alex Stein. There is no action to take. He has every right to bring redress to government. He has every right to say whatever he wants, even if it's objectionable. In fact, I would make the case that objectionable speech or speech that's offensive, that's protected by the First Amendment. It's probably the reason for the First Amendment. If we all agreed on everything, we wouldn't need a First Amendment. So I support the guy in his comedy. I support him going to these council meetings. I support him showing the hypocrisy of the left. I don't support the whole Eye Patch McCain or Big Booty Latina. I don't support that kind of thing. But again, it's his shtick. Does what he does. And then whatever the repercussions are, that's what they are. You've got a story, though, where she's responding to it. And she's pretending. Here's my biggest issue, I think, with AOC in this whole thing, other than the hypocrisy you're going to outline in the news story. My biggest problem with AOC in this whole thing is that she's telling a different story than what we see on the video. We literally see she's not unsafe. She's not under attack. She's not threatened. He's saying something that's objectionable and immature, without a doubt. And I'm on record saying I don't like that he said it. But he's allowed to. and the Capitol Police officer has nothing to stop it. What's the charge? There isn't one. And she appears to me in that video to be sort of laughing it up with him for a second, maybe until she realizes what's going on. Otherwise, why would she do the peace sign and say, ba-ba-doo-ba-doo, or whatever she says? But now give us the aftermath, because she's making it like she made January 6th, like she was hiding in her office and could hear them coming to kill her when she was actually a mile away. What do you have?
From Fox News, less than a week after Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez mocked Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh after protesters forced him to leave a Washington, D.C. restaurant. The lawmaker complained on Twitter of being victimized by heckling on the steps of the Capitol building on Wednesday. Conservative users on Twitter blasted the Congresswoman for the apparent double standard. On Wednesday evening, Ocasio-Cortez tweeted, "I posted about a deeply disgusting incident that happened today on the Capitol steps, but took it down because it's clearly someone seeking extremist fame. It's just a bummer to work in an institution that openly allowed this, but talking about it only invites more. Just really sad," she added. The Congresswoman subsequently posted video of political satirist Alex Stein mocking her as she walked near him on the Capitol complex. As she commented, "Here is a video he posted of the incident. I was actually walking over to deck him because if no one will protect us, then I'll do it myself. But I needed to catch a vote more than a case today." However, as several prominent conservatives on Twitter pointed out, Ocasio-Cortez made fun of Justice Kavanaugh after he was forced to flee Morton's restaurant in D.C. because of protesters. As she tweeted, "Poor guy, he left before his souffle because he decided half the country should risk death if they have an ectopic pregnancy within the wrong state lines. It's all very unfair to him. The least they could do is let him eat cake."
So there you go. There's the double standard. Carrie, even journalistically speaking, there's no question there's a double standard here.
Yes, there is.
He's eating dinner. He's inside the restaurant eating dinner, as well as other people eating in there, as there are people outside gathering and protesting. Now, they may in fact have the right, as long as they're not on private property, they don't have the right to go inside like they did with Ted Cruz and with Sarah Sanders Huckabee. But they're allowed to be outside. It's uncomfortable. I saw Alan Dershowitz the other day on Newsmax, and he said, you know, they have the right to do it, but it doesn't make it right. It's not okay in a civilized society to do that. Well, what happened to him? Because he had to, like, leave through the back door just to stop this building, you know, ridiculousness outside. What happened to him, I would say, is much worse. He couldn't even eat dinner than somebody going to work. She's a U.S. representative. Going to work in the Capitol. That's where you bring redress to the government. That's where you go and do it. And whether he was bringing quality redress or immature yelling out of you know, misogynistic, some would say, claims about her butt, that's where you do it. That is appropriate. There is no lawyer on this planet who can make the argument that what he did was somehow improper or unconstitutional. And I love that she threatens violence. Isn't that cool, Carrie? I was going to go over and deck him.
Mm-hmm.
She's tough. She's a tough one, that AOC. I guess, you know, she grew up in the mean streets of Westchester County. She's a rich kid. She's an entitled kid. She's somebody who's getting richer by the day as she's a U.S. representative, and I have no idea why this is happening. Yet she's regularly decking people. First of all, who uses that? It's like some term from a 1940s gangster. I gotta deck you. You know, who says that? I don't know who says that. Some entitled person. So as much as I find what he said objectionable, he had every right to be there, had every right to say what he wants, provided he's not saying, I'm going to kill you. That's a different thing, which he didn't do. And her complete and utter hypocrisy when it comes to Kavanaugh versus what she just dealt with really does shine a light on what's wrong with our conglomeration that or corporation that is our government in Washington, D.C. She really thinks she's right. In these videos she posted, she wants us to believe she was threatened in fear and the cops just let it happen. I want your thoughts on it. Hopefully you've seen the videos. If you haven't, we have described, Carrie, we've described them correctly, right?
Yes, we have.
All right, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, JoePags.com. We're coming right back.
Joe Pags.
Mm-hmm. Hi, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. You think AOC has a case? Alex Stein accosted her and did horrible things to her. We see it all on video. Yeah, I'm not happy with what he said. I think that was childish. But having said that, she was never in danger. She was never threatened. She was never in trouble. That's for sure. So I'm not really sure what the case is that she's making. And we can simply go back to what she pulled when it comes to Kavanaugh and the fact that there were protests going on as he was eating dinner, for God's sakes. And she, oh, I'm sorry. Did you have to leave before your souffle? She says, you know what I mean, Carrie? Just what a brat.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, that's a bratty thing to say.
It is.
And if she doesn't understand that's a bratty thing to say, then she can get over herself. But again, because I hear you. You are not happy with what Stein did.
I am not. No, I'm not.
I hear you.
Yeah.
Was she in danger?
No. And he was, I don't know, you said 20 feet. And she actually came over to
him.
And she had one woman trying to hold her back. So,
right.
I mean, that was
she might have decked him. She might have decked him, you know.
I understand. I understand.
But I gotta deck ya. Yeah, it's so stupid. Nobody even talks like that.
The two events, really.
She's such a badass. But this is a guy being stupid and posting a video that's gotten millions and millions of views now. Mm. A lot of them because she was dumb enough to post it. And it just it makes it very clear she was never in danger. And he's not doing anything that's against the law. He's literally utilizing his constitutional rights. And it makes me crazy that anybody would agree with her that she somehow is in trouble. And then her response, just as this victim, it's so weird. I mean, I want to relate it to this. Actually, I'm going to tell you about a great sponsor first, and then I'll relate it to something else going on that I saw trending last night that I thought was just crazy. Let me, in the meantime, tell you about Newsmax TV. Newsmax is a great network. You know, I watch it all the time. I'm on there here and there. Really, really like it. Well, there's some breaking news. Famed political strategist Dick Morris says Donald Trump is running for president. Few people know President Trump better than Dick Morris. For years, he served as his top advisor. Well, Dick Morris's new bestseller is out this week. It's called The Return. It reveals Donald Trump's secret plan for 2024, his real reason for running, and his coming surprise announcement. Dick says Trump still faces three threats, but Biden can never be reelected. Newsmax says you must read The Return this year. It's already an Amazon number one bestseller. If you want to see Trump's plan, Dick Morris shares it. You can go check it out right now. Big media, big tech, and the deep state want to stop Trump. We see that every day. But The Return shows Trump will triumph. Get Dick Morris's The Return. It's in bookstores everywhere. Or see the free offer from Newsmax. Save almost $28. Just go to thereturn911.com. Thereturn911.com. Get this book right now. So I'm floating around the internet last night, Carrie. And there's on Twitter, there's suddenly a Epps is trending. Epps, E-P-P-S. Mm-hmm. Now, Ray Epps was the guy caught on videotape, and you hear his audio in several different places outside the Capitol on January 6th, and even the night before on January 5th, talking about how we need to get in there. We need to get in there. We got to go in there. We're going in. You can't talk to the guy. He allegedly gave testimony to the January 6th committee. He's not in trouble. He's not arrested. I mean, they're throwing people in jail for 60 days for trespassing who did nothing at the Capitol that day. Okay, you got that, which is interesting. Well, Epps is trending because the New York Times or Washington Post or somebody is trying to make him a victim. Like his life is in peril because of what's been said since January 6th. Carrie, we literally have videotape of him doing it.
Yeah.
But the left wants him to be a victim. This is the same thing I think AOC is trying to pull. Somebody who's an aggressive person, somebody who does something, says things every day that are ridiculous, outrageous, and could end up causing harm. Certainly what Epps did on that video, on all the videos that I saw, there's a compilation of videos out there for people to go and watch. And AOC, almost every tweet she does is anti-America, anti-this and that. Well, neither one of these two are victims. And if they ever become victims, I'll say so, because they'll be proof that they're victims. Kind of crazy to me. Your thoughts about AOC and her brattiness. 888-941-PAGS. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
All right, glad to have you. Thanks. Appreciate you stopping by the Joe Pags Show, along with Chocolate Voice, Polo, Monica. It's your boy, Joe Pags. Glad to have you here. Lots going on, lots to get to. Calls coming in about AOC. I'll take a few calls on that. We want to move on to some other stuff as well. I do want to ask you to do me a favor. I'm going to, like I said yesterday, when TikTok comes back online, when they allow me to post again, and it'll be like the 19th of July. They keep on suspending me. I'm going to do one more video, and the video, I'm going to probably add to it, Carrie. Not just going to be kiss my ass.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think it's going to be, I'm not going to post here anymore. I'm going to post over at Instagram. At Instagram, they have reels, and they also have, you know, the timeline. And it's pretty much the same way of making videos as TikTok does, but they don't report all of your data and information to the Chinese Communist Party. So I'm going to say that, and then I'm going to say, this app, TikTok, can kiss my ass. Then hopefully it'll go crazy viral, and I will delete the app, and that's done. I've got, again, well over 100,000 over on TikTok. I don't care about TikTok. Never really have. It is an easier way. The mechanism they have in place for you to make the videos is much easier, so that's why I was using it, and you got pretty quick virality. But I hope that anybody and everybody who's watching or listening right now, if you have Instagram, you're probably not following me. I've been on there like 10 years. I've got 22,000 followers. I got like nothing. So do me a favor. Let's blow that up. Because, again, those same videos, those videos that I'm doing on TikTok, I'm going to do them now on Instagram. Now I'll also post them on Twitter and on Getter and Truth and all this other stuff. But they will emanate now from Instagram. I know Instagram is owned by Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook. I understand they squelch my reach. But they can't stop you if you go there and follow me right now at Joe Talk Show. At JoeTalkShow. At Joe Talk Show. Follow me on Instagram. I want to see a big boost tonight. Because a lot of you really like these videos that I'm doing. They're just short and sweet, to the point. Make fun of Kamala Harris. Make fun of Joe Biden. Make fun of AOC. And yell, come on, at the end of it. I want to continue doing those because they've been very popular. Carrie, does that make sense?
It does, yeah. And again, we won't have to hear about the TikTok anymore. So,
Won't complain about the talk, but I won't complain about how they're treating me because I won't be on there.
Right.
I agree with Brendan Carr now that he made it. And when you hear this interview with Brendan Carr, you'll understand why he says this app has to leave America. And Trump tried to get rid of them or force them to sell outside of China. Because, again, if you own a business that's based in China, China gets to anytime they want, come and look at all your books, get all your data, go through everything. So, in other words, every keystroke, everything you do on your phone when you've got the app on it is being recorded by TikTok. And then anytime they want, China can come and take a look. And as bad as Twitter and Facebook are, and Instagram are, they are not doing that. That would be against the law. But again, it's a company based, ByteDance owns TikTok. They're based in China. They get to do that. So again, let me say it again. I am pumping you to go to one of my social media sites right now, at Joe Talk Show on Instagram, at Joe Talk Show. I want to build it up to 100,000 as quickly as we can. I am, I'm verified there. If it's not a verified account, it's not me. There are several imitation accounts. At JoeTalkShow, at Joe Talk Show. I'm going to continue to do the come on videos. I did one today, only had like 2,000-3,000 views. Did one yesterday, 4,000-5,000 views. Now on TikTok, I'd get 100,000 views. So that was the draw. So I want to make that happen on Instagram, and I think that we can. All right. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. More information on TikTok and what they're doing with your information with Brendan Carr from the FCC on this program. So make sure you leave the dial right where it is. Let me go to Lorraine, who's in Texas. Lorraine, what's on your mind? Hi.
Well, listen, you know, Joe, I'm coming home from work, and it's about this time I turn you on. And every time, sometimes I get you, sometimes I don't. We got a storm coming here. But
gotcha.
I'm just kind of done with the flip-flop of the lunacy left, especially AOC. Cracks me up. She wears a dress. And she writes on the back of her, tax the rich. And then at the same time, she's more of that than she is brain. And she doesn't know what it means to be treated like a lady. They flip-flop all the time. You ask them what a woman is, they don't know what a woman is. And when all of a sudden they want to be treated like a woman. You know, I don't agree, again, with the guy or whoever he was saying that about her.
Yeah.
But give me a break. AOC doesn't have no concept at all. Her and her whole bunch of them, gang of them, concerning what it really means to be treated like a lady. Reminds me of the Black Lives Matter lady when she all of a sudden, when Candace went to her house, oh, I'm so afraid.
Right.
Oh, she's at my door. Give me a break. You tore up our nation. You know.
I'm with you. Lorraine, you and I agree wholeheartedly. Again, I'm not for how Alex worded what he was saying. I thought that was kind of silly and immature, and I'm against it. But What a great point. You're talking about the party that will not admit that only women can have babies. You're talking about the party that will not admit that they know the definition of a woman. And by the way, I want to make it very, very simple for you. Very simple. The definition of a woman is an adult female. That's it. There's nothing else to add to that. Now, if you want to get into the science of it, an adult female that has only X chromosomes, that has the genitals of a female, that has the insides of a female, most of whom can procreate, make babies. So, I mean, I'm not really sure why there's any confusion there. And when Ketanji Brown Jackson would not give a very simple answer like that, she should have been not confirmed. Pretty simple. But you've got a case now where just, what was it, 2 days ago, Carrie, that Josh Hawley, the senator, is asking this professor from Berkeley about her terminology. Because she was saying, what was she saying? She was saying people who have the ability to or something.
I don't remember her exact words. It was something like that.
I don't think it was the ability, but it was something like that. They have the ability, it'll come to me. I might even have to pull the video back up. But she's basically saying that men could have babies, women could have babies, non-binary, fluid people can have babies, all this stuff. And Hawley says, I'm sorry, are you talking about women? Well, then I'm usually exclusive. And then she says, which is so nuts, she asks him a question. Do you think men can have babies? And he said, well, no. See? She thought she was right. And now suddenly, AOC wants to be treated like a lady. That doesn't change the fact that I think that calling her a big booty Latina is wrong. It's wrong. I don't think he should go there. He thought it was funny. He's silly. He's immature. Whatever. But what does it mean to treat somebody like a lady? What does it mean to treat somebody like a woman? What does it mean to treat a woman and not objectify her if you refuse and your party refuses to admit you know what a woman is? You know what I mean, Carrie? Does that make sense what I'm saying or not?
It does, yeah. I was just checking to see exactly what she said.
What did she say?
Bridges, who've been invited to the hearing, answered, many cis women have the capacity for pregnancy. Cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
Capable is what we're using.
Yeah, yeah.
And the capacity.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Come on, man. That's just nuts. It is. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. It's almost the same as saying, let's defund the police. Let's defund the police. Let's push them out through attrition. Let's let crime rise. Let's have the Chop and Chaz in Seattle. And now they're trying to offer incentives for police to come and join. Carrie, is this bizarro world? Didn't they want to get rid of police? Didn't they allow six blocks to be taken over by a bunch of lunatics where murder was happening, rape was happening, drugs were happening, and now they're trying to entice people to become cops?
That is correct. This is from Fox.
Go ahead, fill me in.
Business. Seattle announced a $2 million plan Wednesday to address what Mayor Bruce Harrell described as a critical shortage of police officers in the city. It includes recruitment bonuses, reimbursement for moving costs, and possible tuition assistance. The city has lost more than 400 police officers over the past 2.5 years, which Harrell's office said has led to the point where essential services cannot be delivered promptly and effectively. And the plan notes that as of May, the number of trained and deployable officers in Seattle is at its lowest in more than 3 decades, just 954, and that the department has been unable to meet annual recruiting goals in recent years. And to provide a minimum level of service, SPD must make up for the severe staffing shortage by relying on overtime paid officers almost daily, a significant expense to the city, the plan states, noting the situation's contributing to exhaustion and low morale among officers and harming public safety. Around 40% of Seattle detectives have had to handle patrol duties. The city council has already approved $1 million for recruitment and hiring bonuses. These dollars came from savings and unspent officer salaries.
And what exactly are they offering as incentives? Is it cash money? Is it a prize? What is it?
It is recruitment bonuses, reimbursement for moving costs, and tuition assistance.
All right, so we'll pay for your school. We'll pay for your move, and we might give you a little cash up front. Who the beep would want to go be a cop in Seattle when the city council is pretty much the same as it was, when you're not going to have anybody have your back at all, when they want to take over six city blocks in this great city, they'll just be allowed to. Who the hell would want to do that? I would not want to do that. What I mean, it would have to be like, here's 50 grand. You know what I mean? Here's $50,000. Come and try it out. And if you stay 6 months, we'll let you keep it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Something like that, maybe. But if it's like $500 bonus, you're going to pay for my move. You can kiss my ass.
Well, and what also, Harold wants to offer. Now, this is not in stone yet. He wants
can't even
to
do it yet.
Okay. Signing bonuses of up to $30,000 for lateral transfers from other police departments, and new officers would receive $7,500. Up to $7,500.
Okay, so up to $7,500 for a lateral transfer from another police
officer. Lateral.
Oh, this is a new one.
Up to $30,000.
Up to $30,000. Mm-hmm. Probably in salary. They're not going to hand them a check for $30,000. This is probably, we'll give you $30,000 more than you're making now. That would probably make more sense. And he still ain't going to work. No way would I ever go to Seattle and be a cop unless that city hall was turned over and that somebody came out and said, we're going to crack down on crime. We're going to stop this from ever happening again. You try to take over six city blocks. We're going to arrest all of your asses night one. If they don't do that, then there's no reason to go do it. It's like them saying, we'll give you $30,000 to come and be a Border Patrol agent. Why? So I could fill out paperwork and give people free passage into the United States. That would be nuts. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Your thoughts about that when we come back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Hey, great to have you. Thanks a lot for making the choice to check us out today. Carrie, how cool are our listeners? I gained 100 people immediately on Instagram.
Oh, very cool. Nice.
At Joe Talk Show. At Joe Talk Show. Again, if you've seen my TikTok videos and you're following me on TikTok, we've got 130,000 followers there. I'm shutting that down on the 19th. Once they let me post again, I'll post one more video. Then I'm going to delete the app. So do me a favor and stop by Instagram, which is where I'll emanate these videos from now on. I did one yesterday, did one today. I might do one again after the show, maybe even during the show. But go there right now at Joe Talk Show, at JoeTalkShow. For those who wonder, I've never made a dime off of TikTok. In fact, I never made a dime off of Instagram. Now, Facebook did send me a check, Carrie. I told you, right?
No. How much?
76 cents.
Ooh, 76
cents.
Wee.
Yeah.
Spend yeah,
that's a full month. Full month of posting. I do make a couple of bucks on Rumble for the views. So if you want to go check out my videos on Rumble, they're free for you. But I make a couple of dollars there. And I certainly make a couple of bucks on the Twitch stream if you want to watch that as well. But I'm not making any money on these. I just want to build the audience on the show. And I want more people to see these very short, very to the point, very topical. And I'm laughing at a lot of them. And I yell, come on, at the end of them. If you like the come on videos, again, Instagram at Joe Talk Show. At Joe Talk Show. I appreciate you doing that. They extended the July 4th special at Eden Pure. This thing went so well. They extended the BOGO deal on the Thunderstorm air purifiers. Here's the deal. You go there and buy one air purifier, the Thunderstorm air purifier, at Eden Pure Deals, and what you get is two. You get two, they're going to give you four. You get five, they're going to give you 10. It's buy one, get one. It's back, and it's going to be here for the next few days because, again, it went so well. Thunderstorm is going to completely eliminate any odor, even the worst odors like pet odors, cigarette smoke, urine, cooking odors. Now is the time to order. Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale ends July 17th now. With over 265,000 Thunderstorms sold, countless five-star reviews, you know it works. People are buying several around their home and just as gifts as well. We've got, I believe, four in my house. They work very, very well. I always know when they're on because it smells like a thunderstorm has rolled through, that fresh and clean smell. So get this deal right now. EdenPureDeals.com. Use discount code PAGSBOGO. Had an email just before the show. It's PAGSBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGSBOGO. Shipping is free. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you taking the time. Dave, what's going on in Florida? Hi.
Hi there, Joe. Thank you for you and the show and all it brings to us. You know, we really appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
I was thinking that AOC, and you know, I don't mean this in a sexual way. This is a functional way. The AOC must stand for like ass on call, because everything she does, she actually, when she talks, she has diarrhea of the mouth, you know, and everything comes out crappy. You know?
All right, Dave, thank you. I think we've said enough of the ass stuff. You know what I mean, Carrie? At some point, say ass on it. Call, then move on. Yeah. You know what I mean? And let me reiterate that. Diarrhea. Let me reiterate. You know what I mean? She's in the bathroom all the time. Mm-hmm. No. Dave, I appreciate you. The first mention, I think, probably got it done. Let me go back at it and say hi to Kevin, who's in San Antonio. Kevin, what's going on?
Hey, Joe, how's it going?
Living a dream, man. What's happening?
I was nervous while that was going. No, you asked a question about the police force. Who'd go do that in Seattle? The first thing that popped into my mind is unscrupulous people. You're going to end up with a worst case everything. I mean, the city's not going to expect you to do police work. And they're going to give you a bonus to go do something. You're just doing it for the money. That's a bad, bad recipe.
I think you're right, but I would think that they have to pass the police academy and all of that, but you're right. Maybe you've got people who don't intend on saving lives or serving the public. They just intend on getting a check. I think you could be onto something.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks for what you do. Keep it going.
Got you, brother. I'm going to try my best, Kevin. Thank you. Eric is in Minnesota. Eric, what's on your mind? Hi.
More about the cops.
Sure.
And these cities that don't, these city councils that just don't want to back the cops. What if the cops just not going to work? Just don't show up. Leave the city. Go on strike.
I think you're 100% right.
And I
don't even think you go on strike. I think you just have a blue flu and you don't show up. And as bad as it is now in places like Seattle and Portland and New York and San Francisco, it will be exponentially worse with zero police presence. One day of that, one night of that, and the city hall would have to say, hey, man, we got to fix this. I'll never forget, and it's right where you're from, Eric. Your city, are you in Minneapolis area?
Yep.
Okay, so your city council says, let's defund the cops. Let's take a bunch of money away from the cops. And then when crime went up 30% like overnight, they said, why aren't the police responding? Why aren't the police doing more to stop crime? You can't have it both ways. And then they had to inject money into adding officers. They can't have it this way. They did it for a political reason. They did it to win elections. And now they're trying to reverse it. And they're blaming the cops, who they've been denigrating for years. I think you're onto something. I think that police officers should really, really consider, not going to make it in tonight. It changes things. No, I think, Eric, I think you're on to something. And again, I'm not for mass boycotts or massive strikes, but the workforce is down by 70% tonight, and crime is up by 50% tonight over last week. Maybe we should do something to tell our police officers we do have their backs. Maybe we should not have said, go ahead and take that building and let them burn down a police station in Minneapolis. Maybe they shouldn't have just let people destroy 300 different businesses over the death of George Floyd. Maybe they should have stepped up and said, not only do we need more police, let's get the National Guard in here. And they eventually had to get the National Guard in there, but they rejected it the first time. Maybe even rejected it more than the first time. So, yeah, you can throw checks at people and you can say, I'm going to pay you for your moving, going to pay for your tuition. But if you're not going to support that employee, he or she is not going to want to work for you. And Seattle has done nothing to prove to me that anything's changed. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show. The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. There's a lot going on, lots to get to. Bottom of this hour will be FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr, C-A-R-R, Brendan Carr, FCC, over on Twitter. He says that the iOS store and Google Play should both be getting rid of TikTok. And again, we started getting into this more and more in the recent days. Again, when I got the TikTok account, I told you guys I was doing it with open eyes. I know they're collecting data, whatever. What I didn't realize is the law in China. If you run a business that's based in China, they have the right to go in and check out everything you're doing. And it turns out they're actually seeing your keystrokes, your GPS location, and so on. Not okay. This is not what other apps are doing. Other apps are certainly advertising directly to you. They certainly keep more data than maybe you like. But it's not like this, where the Communist Party of China gets to have all your data and store all your data. And a lot of these are kids. A lot of these are young people. And they're also pushing a very decadent view of America, to be honest with you. So we'll get into that. I'm suspended from TikTok right now, so the people have been very nice. When I made the announcement, I'm going to do one last video once they lift the suspension, then I'll delete the app. But I'm going to continue doing those come on videos that you guys seem to like a lot. Short and sweet, to the point, they're pretty funny. People seem to like them. Go to Instagram, which is where I'll do that, at Joe Talk Show. At Joe Talk Show. And a lot of people, Carol, almost 200 people already have signed up today.
Well, that's good. Isn't that
nice?
Yeah, very nice.
So maybe all these years I should have been saying, go to Instagram. What's the matter with you?
I don't know, maybe.
And not that I'm making any money off Instagram, not that I'm a big supporter of Facebook, Zuckerberg, or Instagram, but it's certainly exponentially better than allowing my information to be stolen by China on a Thursday. Feeling all right. Uh-huh. Say what? Now, you know when I do that last video, exactly, no people will be able to see it on TikTok.
Probably not.
They're not going to let anybody see it. No. That is Chocolate Voice, by the way. Appreciate her. How you doing?
Every night. All right.
Polo in the house. Appreciate him. Monica getting done. Appreciate her. I just appreciate everybody today.
Look at you. I'm
very appreciative. Appreciate the people going to At Joe Talk Show. Is that getting old now?
Yes, it is. Keep pumping that. Absolutely.
The entire show I'm going to be pumping that. Let's go. If you want the come on videos, you've got to go to At Joe Talk Show on Instagram. But first, we sing.
Locked the door and took the key. You're feeling all right. Uh-huh. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, let's do the harmony part.
Yes, sir. You're feeling all right. Uh-huh. I'm not feeling too good myself.
Uh-huh. See, hour number two, you nailed the note. That's just what it is. You can home and you can make all your mama the things that work on your sons. It doesn't work on me, okay?
Oh, it doesn't?
Okay. Mm-hmm, son. Mm-hmm. I know you're gay. Mama bear, I get it. It's just saying, my mother would make that noise. I would go, oh my God, my mother's making the noise. No. Oh, no.
I may do that a couple of times at home with my kids. Maybe.
It may be something that you turn to. That's what moms have. Now, fathers just have.
What do they do? What a noise.
We furl the eyebrow a little bit and just the face,
just
like,
the
you
look.
know, you shouldn't be doing that.
Okay.
But oftentimes, you know, Jenny will say, did I have to tell your father about this?
Oh.
So, oh, yeah, you don't want that. Nobody wants that.
Mm-mm.
At that point, you're like, oh, Papa. Damn. Okay. All right.
Good.
So, when we talk about social media and children, I thought there was a rule that you had to be 18. To be on social media. It turns out, I think TikTok's like 13.
Mm-hmm.
How is that okay?
I don't know.
It's not. I mean, G is 13. We found out she had a TikTok probably 6-7 months ago, and I made her delete the app and delete her everything. So she's not on there anymore. And I question her quite often. Hey, see the new TikTok? I'm not on TikTok, Dad.
Oh, good.
And well, let me see your phone. Take a look at the phone. You know, make sure it's not on there. Because, again, you're talking about indoctrinating people as young as they possibly can. And if you go on that app, it shows a very decadent look, a very lacking values look at America in many ways. But having said that, a lot of kids are in school on whatever social media. Pick your social media. And I guess a lot of young people are on Instagram, which is interesting to me. I don't know what the demographic is, but it's certainly younger than Facebook.
And Snapchat.
I don't think it's as young as TikTok or Snapchat. But it's still in a younger realm where you're going to get some younger people, young adults, into people my age, older adults.
Way older.
What's that?
I said way older. I'm sorry.
So people, when they listen to this show, they realize the only time you have anything to say to me is really nasty.
Well, lately it's how it seems like, right? Okay. I'll try to be nice.
Very, very mean lady. I mean, I've gotten people back. I apologize about that email I sent you. You're right. It is her.
But if it makes me happy, is that wrong?
No, listen, I want you to be happy for sure. Mm-hmm. At my expense? I don't know.
What
I'm segueing to is education in the country. I think that teachers, educators, curriculum should all include social media, how to properly use it, what it could do to your brain when it comes to rewiring things, what it can do to your dopamine, receptors and the dopamine spikes that you get when you see somebody like your video, or even if they don't like your video. Or you get something that's semi-viral and you're, oh my God, this is great. This is something that causes a desire to have that again and again and again. And I think this should be taught. Without a doubt, it should be taught. Instead, we're teaching a bunch of idiotic things And that's starting to result in parents and community members that are paying for these schools reacting in a negative way. They're like, yeah, we're not so happy with education. Fill me in. You've got something on this.
From the New York Post, Americans' confidence in the U.S. public school system has fallen nearly to the all-time low of 26% recorded in 2014, according to a poll released Thursday that also found the gap between the faith Democrats and Republicans have in the system has expanded. Overall, 28% of Americans say they have a great deal, quite a lot of confidence in the country's school systems, barely beating the record low from 2014, a Gallup poll shows. Trust has been on a downward slide since it hit a high of 62% in 1975, but rebounded slightly to 41% in 2020 at the outset of the coronavirus pandemic. The rate then plummeted to 32% in 2021 and 28% in 2022. The survey also indicated the stark political divide between parties, with 43% of Democrats saying they have confidence in the system compared to only 14% of Republicans. Among independents, that rate is at 29%. The 29-point difference between Democrats and Republicans has expanded from a 25-point gap last year. The margin of the political division on education has remained relatively steady, about 7 points on average since Gallup began asking the question in 1973, other than in 2013 when it shot up to 19 points before subsiding once again.
Why would there be such a division between Republicans and Democrats? I would think we want our kids to all be taught well. I would think we want them to be safe in school. If you don't have a good feeling or a good thought about education, you go and talk to the school board, you go and talk to the educators and maybe help them change it. What did you say? Is it a 29-point difference?
Yes, it was 43% of Democrats say they have confidence in the system and 14% of Republicans. So, yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And among independents, that rate is at 29%.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. I mean, we're having a real problem having a meeting of the minds when it comes to educating our young people. We should be in lockstep together as parents, as community members that are forced to pay for public education. We should all want a good education. One can only assume, by the way, they're both under 50%. One is what, 14, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy low, but they're both under 50%. Educators should really wake up and say, holy crap, less than half of the population that builds the schools and pays us likes what we do. Maybe we should fix that. But I guess it would have to come down to the 29-point difference or whatever the hell it is. It would have to come down to Democrats more so than Republicans like what's being taught in school. Although it's still a failing grade. It's under 50%. They're better. They're okay-er with the education that's being put into their kids' heads, and Republicans are not. And even independents are not either. I mean, it's about, 29% for independents. So
yeah.
At the end of the day, what you have here is they all say that they're failing. I mean, look, when I was in school, 60 below 60 is an F. I think 60 was a D, 59 was an F. So if you're at 50 or at 40-something percent or 20-something percent or teen-something percent, you're not doing very well at all. I think more polling should be done, more getting together and putting your politics outside of the room should be getting done, and a better curriculum should be offered to our kids so they can become productive members of society. Political issues should be decided by them through their own life experience and their own opinion making. It should not be decided by school. And the fact there's such a diversity in support for schools, you know, depending on what your political background is, that bothers me. But when you look at it from 30,000 feet up, they're all failing. All groups say schools are failing. If I'm in school, I'm going to want to change something. Your thoughts about this? 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you here. When we talk about education, people get involved. 888-941-7247. 888-941-PAGS. Love to hear from you. Are you okay with how your kids are being educated? Are you okay with the curriculum that's in the school? Are you different in how you feel about it because you're a conservative or a liberal or an independent? Does that matter? And by the way, I always do this disclaimer because I want people to understand. I'll get some angry email in a little while, Carrie, from some teacher. How dare you denigrate teachers the way you do? You hate teachers, and every single thing you have to say about teachers is hateful and disgusting. You're a hateful and disgusting person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from my mother. But
your mother tags and never say that.
No, she's not doing that. No. That's true. Not about Joey. So I want to hear from you. But keep in mind, I know there's some very good teachers whose hands are tied and they can't teach the way they'd like to, the way they could be the most effective. They can't teach without politics involved. They're getting it from the school boards. They're getting it from the state school boards. They're getting it from people who aren't in the classroom, who are pushing an agenda. I understand that. So this is not about the frontline teachers, although there are some of you who are nuts. A lot of you, most of you are not, and you're doing the best job you possibly can. And I hope that you'll actually get the backbone to say, I better go talk to the principal. I better go talk to the school board. I better let them know that these kids were learning better when we did it this way. You're forcing us to do it that way. So I certainly want to hear, you know, how in peril you are if you're a teacher as well. 888-941-7247. 888-941-7247, Joe Pags, or Pags, is that's going to be the last four numbers. I definitely want to hear from you. And as Carrie said earlier, I was going to say it again, but go follow me on Instagram right now.
I never said that.
I think you brought it up. I think we have the tape of it.
No.
Pretty sure we have the tape of it.
No, you don't. No.
So as Carrie said, go follow me on Instagram. If you like my come on videos on TikTok, they're going away very soon. I'm going to do one more video on TikTok to try to get the biggest audience I can to go and follow on Instagram. But if you like those daily videos where I do one, two, sometimes four or five of them, go and check that out at Joe Talk Show on Instagram, at Joe Talk Show on Instagram. Now, on Instagram, they're called Reels. Uh-huh. What? What's that?
I was just going to say, so I thought, okay, you're going to quit TikTok so we don't have to talk about it anymore.
Right.
So clearly you're quitting, and yet you're changing your focus to Instagram, and you'll be talking about Instagram all the time.
I won't be. See, this is where you not being drunk during the show would help.
not.
prove it.
True.
I complain about Instagram because they keep suspending me and banning me and taking my videos down.
Yeah.
The same exact videos, every last one that I've done on TikTok, still exist on Instagram. So if Instagram doesn't treat me like that, I'm not going to talk about them much.
Really?
Well, yeah, I mean, think about it. When I bring up TikTok, what do I bring up? I bring up that they're squelching me.
Yes.
They took down more videos.
Yes.
They banned me. They got rid of my entire account one day, then apologized later and put it back up. That's all I complain about. So, again, Instagram has every video. I've never had to take a video down from Instagram. They've never deleted one of my videos. But they have stopped people from seeing my account. That's why I say it on the air, and I'll post this on other social media later. Go to Instagram, at Joe Talk Show. And when you click on Reels, you'll see the exact same looking videos as we had on TikTok.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
All right. 888-9- What a complainer. Why? Leave me alone.
I'm just trying
You're just mean, man.
Get the story straight. So we're going to hear a lot about Instagram. I understand.
Well, I mean, again, if you weren't, like, threw a half a box of wine during the show,
you don't you might have to explain it again. I do understand.
I complain to them.
Yeah, I understand.
Because they're bad.
But I still think you're going to be talking a lot about it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Monica, do I see the phone lines? Yes, but there's nobody on them. Do you see phone calls? Monica is screening calls, by the way. Sam is off today. For some reason, the phones are acting stupidly. I don't know why, but that's okay. If you want to get through, there's an open line right now. 888-941-7247. JoePags.com. Definitely want to hear from you. Got to tell you about Eden Pure again, because these thunderstorm air purifiers are amazing. They've got the BOGO deal, which is buy one, get one. And this was something they started on Independence Day, and it actually ended on the 10th. They have now started it back up until the 17th because it was so popular. You're going to want to go and get this buy one, get one deal right now from Eden Pure. If you buy five, you're going to get five free. If you buy one, you're going to get one free. This is literally buy one, get one. They've sold over 265,000 of these incredible thunderstorm air purifiers. In other words, it smells like a thunderstorm rolled through, leaving a fresh and clean scent wherever you put this in your house. We've got four of them in our house. I want you to go and get some of these as well. People are buying several for around their house and for gifts as well. In fact, we bought some more, and the kids got some from us. So go to EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com. Go there now. Use discount code PAGSBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGSBOGO. Shipping is free. EdenPureDeals.com. The special code you need is PAGSBOGO. Make that happen and make it happen right now. At the end of the day, we should all as a community come together and want to make sure we've got the best educated, the best developed, the best social skilled, productive member of society when they leave high school. You want to go to vocational school afterwards, and I wish more people would. You want to go to higher learning. You want to go to a college or a university. I mean, maybe that'll help. But for those who aren't going to do any of that, when you leave high school, you should be ready for life. And so often people aren't. Let me, Carrie, I'll ask you. Your son probably is more ready for life than a lot of others that are leaving, but he's a mature kid.
Yeah, he is.
I know he's got friends that you know of that are like, you're like, oh, wait, this kid's ready.
Probably, yeah, I do.
Especially that one kid, right, that you were telling me about.
No, I'm not talking about anybody's kid. No, everybody's great.
Should I say the initials?
They're awesome. You have no initials. He's going to make it up, people. I'm not talking about anybody's kid. No.
But at the end of the day, we've all seen that. I've got three kids that have now graduated high school. I've got two, one that's in elementary, one that's in middle school right now. And you're sending kids out into society who aren't ready, and they're confused politically, and they're confused about gender, and they're confused about abortion, and they're confused about all this crap, the economy. Why don't we just teach them like we used to teach them? Hey, here's some math. Here's some science. Here's social studies. Here's music or another extracurricular activity. Here's economics. Boy, we should teach economics. Because nobody coming out of school knows anything about economics anymore.
And I mean like real economic. I say economics, like how to balance your budget, how to fill out job applications, and when you take out loans and interest and all that kind of stuff, that kind of economics.
Why did you send me another note? What am I giving you a gift of now? Oh, you want an air purifier?
Yeah, well, you said you were giving them out as gifts.
Yes, thank the people you. That treat me right. So 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. The bottom line is you have to have a productive society. You need the next generation to do as well, if not better, than the previous generation. Instead, we're sending these people out, and they're being educated many times by people that their parents don't even trust. I mean, that was the poll, right? The percentage that trust our school system.
Yeah.
We don't trust the school system we're forced to pay for. That's sick, man. That's absolutely nuts to me. It just is. So, I mean, your thoughts on that, if you'd like to go and send me an email, it's always, as usual, joepags.com, joepags.com, joepags.com. Go there. Scroll down to the bottom. Click on contact. You'll send me an email. I'd like to get your thoughts on this, because we need to certainly get from 14%, whatever the hell it is, or 29%, or 40-something percent. We have to do better than that. If we don't do better than that, why are we forced to pay for it? I got to tell you, man, it's actually this whole entire story is the case to be made for school choice. All right, joepags.com. Go there, sign up for all the social media, send me an email as well. Brendan Carr, FCC Commissioner, when we come back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Always glad to have back an FCC commissioner, friend of mine, Brendan Carr. Commissioner, how are you? Good to see you.
Yeah, good to be back with you. Thanks so much, Joe.
You know, you've been having this back and forth with the CCP for a while. In fact, they threatened you, or people from China have threatened you, that you figure have ties to the actual government on Twitter, and nothing was really done about it. You have pulled no punches when it comes to what we believe to be a Trojan horse in this app, TikTok. And in fact, recently you went back to sort of what President Trump was trying to do, and you said the iOS store on Apple and the Google Play store should delete the app. So just in a very general sense, why now? What made you think of this now? Did something specific happen, or you think the time has come and it's been a long time coming?
Yeah, a couple things, some really bombshell new revelations in the last month or so. So most people look at TikTok and they think, what's the big deal? It's just a fun app for sharing videos or dance memes. And the reality is that's just the sheep's clothing. Underneath, it is a tremendous amount of private sensitive data it's collecting right from your phone. We're talking keystroke patterns, biometrics, including face prints and voice prints, location data, search and browsing history. And for years, TikTok was asked point blank, is any of this data being accessed back from inside of China? And for years, TikTok offered a range of various assurances. And there's a new report from BuzzFeed News that just blew the doors off of that and showed that what TikTok's been engaged in is gaslighting. They got internal communications from TikTok that say, quote, everything is seen back in China. So this is what is so concerning recently, is we've finally gotten that, you know, inside information that, yes, in fact, your private, your personal sensitive data is going back to Beijing.
It's crazy. And there are rules and regulations in China. If you run a company that is based in China, you have to give them that access, right?
Yeah, that's right. Once the data hits the mainland China, then Katie bar the doors. There's no way to control that data. You are compelled by law to assist the Chinese Communist Party in their espionage efforts. And look, FBI Director Chris Wray just stood shoulder to shoulder with his MI5 counterpart, very rare, and gave a speech. And he said the greatest long-term threat to America's national security is China. And they will use every tool at their disposal, he said, to achieve that end. Well, one of those tools is the massive amount of personal sensitive data flowing back into communist China that TikTok's collecting.
It's all very interesting because I didn't have a TikTok and I knew about this possibility of them harvesting data. I was challenged by my daughter, Sam, who thought that it was a good idea because she thought I could build a following very quickly. Then my video editor, Courtney, said, yeah, why don't you give it a try, see what happens. So last January, Brendan, I started an account. And I've got 130,000 followers pretty quickly. And my videos are just me complaining about Biden or showing a video of Kamala Harris or whatever. And when people ask me about it, my answer was pretty simple. Yeah, Facebook collects my data too. So does Twitter. So does every social media site that I've agreed to. So I go in with my eyes wide open with TikTok. But TikTok is like 10 times worse. As much as Facebook will listen, my phone's sitting here. Facebook is hearing our conversation and will now advertise, you know, if I say, hey, Brendan, you went camping recently, I'll get camping supplies, you know, advertised to me later on Facebook. I know that going in. But it's much more nefarious is what you're saying with TikTok.
Yeah, there's a baseline level of concern that we have with all of these applications, regardless of where they're from and the data they're collecting. What's unique about TikTok is twofold. Again, it is this pattern of misrepresenting the data flows. And two, the data flows are going back into Beijing. And Beijing has a track record longer than a CBS receipt of business industrial espionage,
yes,
blackmail, location. And it's bad enough for an individual, but also TikTok is pretty viral among military personnel. I testified just yesterday, House Oversight National Security Subcommittee. TikTok is banned by the military from your government devices, but not your personal device. Because we have a lot of troops that are participating in viral TikTok memes, including one that wants you to record, you know, the audio and video of your barracks, military equipment, wow, troop maneuvers. If you remember, there was this issue a couple years ago with Strava, the smartwatch, disclosing location information for troops that had it. Now, it's not just a handful of, you know, special operations people that had the Strava watch. This is like almost every single member of the military. So you're getting real-time information about troop movements. If this location data is going back, it's really troubling. And it's not a partisan issue. When Trump spoke out on it, I think a lot of people, you know, like anything in the Trump era, you either loved it immediately or you hated it immediately. Yeah. Right now, you've got the Democrat chair of Senate Intel, Mark Warner. That's a guy that gets daily briefings on really, really serious stuff, stuff that, you know, would make you and I probably have to go change our pants. And he has said that, you know, TikTok is something that we should all be very concerned about. He wrote a letter with Marco Rubio to the Federal Trade Commission saying you should immediately launch a federal investigation. So dismiss me if you want, but Democrat Mark Warner is a serious national security stalwart, and he's saying there's a problem now.
It's Brendan Carr from the FCC. He's a commissioner there. Go to it's Brendan Carr FCC on Twitter, right?
That's right. Yep, at Brendan Carr FCC.
Okay, go follow. Go ahead.
I don't have a TikTok account, so you can't follow me.
I do, but for now, and I'm going to explain that in a second. What's interesting about all of this is TikTok has, I don't know, 1.5 billion, 2 billion users, something like that worldwide, and it might be too little too late. I'm not saying that your efforts are going to go for naught, but you've got so many people that really believe it's what we talked about at the beginning, a dance app. But let me ask you this, and maybe this is more philosophical, you might not want to answer it. As I'm on TikTok, I am being, I'm having these videos that are promoted to me with women that are wearing nearly nothing. They're twerking, they're doing, they're feigning sex acts on these videos. They're dancing to whatever. But if you do a video about Joe Biden or a policy like me, you get suspended almost immediately. They take a guidelines violation. I'm suspended. I can't post anything for a week. If you talk about trans issues, if you talk about anything that's in the political realm, it goes away. Here's the reason I'm asking you this. Do you think there's a push, knowing China as you do, and knowing what they would like to do to us as you do, do you think they are purposely throwing things that are more decadent at us, acting like there is no right wing or conservative view in America, and trying to change their society through this app that not only tracks all your data and does everything that you said, but it also knows what I just looked at and will give me a video similar to it if I swipe, because they don't want me to put it down? Do you think they're trying to change our value system through the app, or is that a reach?
No, look, I think there's a lot of truth in what you're saying. I haven't said this yet, but I've heard people talk about, and describe TikTok as China's digital fentanyl.
Yes.
There's something very serious about, again, this is an application that is not available in mainland China, right? So the only place that this is being directed is abroad, and there are very serious concerns. There's concerns about...
I gotta stop. You sounded like you said it's not available in mainland China. You're telling me this is just to somehow indoctrinate us, and they don't allow their own people to use it?
Right, yeah. So if there's a very serious
mental,
behavioral health harms that are coming, they aren't suffering the consequence of this. And countries have taken action. India, the world's largest democracy, has banned TikTok. Australia right now is starting to raise some concerns with members of their parliament. So this is a serious thing. There's foreign influence campaigns that could be taking place in this. I personally have been much more focused up to now on those data flows back to China, but yes, there are all these other concerns taking place.
Well, it's a matter of taking the United States from within, and you do that by getting a 13-year-old girl to wear a string bikini and jump around on camera and making her think that's normalized somehow. It's Brendan Carr. Go and follow him at Brendan Carr FCC on Twitter. Does a great job standing up for what's right and what's wrong, or against what's wrong in this country. So when it comes to TikTok, I'll just give you a very brief story. You didn't ask, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. So I was they challenged me to join TikTok. I gained a bunch of followers, and as I said, they banned me nonstop left and right. They take me down. I can't post for a week and whatever. Now, because of what you've said, what I've seen some people in Washington say, as you said, on both sides of the aisle, about how scary this is, it's exponentially worse, in my opinion, than Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. And they're bad enough as it is with their algorithms and everything else. I'm going to do one more video. It'll be something like Kiss My Ass TikTok. And then I'll just, that'll, you know what I mean? And I'll just delete the app. So I want it off my phone. How would you implore parents? Because I'm not just listening to the talk show host. You're a government official. You're somebody whose job is to make sure that the communications in this country are above board, are freedom and liberty, are well within the regulations for somebody like me who's on the actual air. What would you tell them when their kid says, "Mom, Dad, everybody has TikTok. Why can't I have it?"
Yeah, it's a challenge. When we're telling people about the national security threats from Huawei or ZTE.
Yes.
Some people were skeptical, but they're like, okay, fine, get it out of here. I don't use Huawei. I don't use ZTE. But you're right. This is what we bump up against with TikTok, is that's the sheep's clothing. It's very, very popular on the surface. You have to remind people it's not the video that you're uploading. It's the problem. It's the biometrics. It's the search and browsing. It's the draft messages. And look, in the individual circumstance, it's bad, but it's not like a national security threat. The real danger comes when they are amassing this data on millions and millions of Americans. That's really where the problem lies. And frankly, this comes down to the Biden administration. This is a basic IQ test. They've got ongoing reviews in Treasury, in Commerce Department, in the Federal Trade Commission been asked to take action. We can't do business as usual. Those components of the federal government to step up, act with the urgency that this national security threat demands, and basically take this out of the hands of the parent because of the national security issue. And shut down those data flows back to Beijing.
Is there any precedent for this, Brendan, to go to Apple or to go to Google and say, take this out of your store? Is there a precedent there, and would they listen?
Yeah, that's why I went directly to Apple and Google. It's sort of parallel to the national security concern, but when you are misrepresenting data flows as an application, you get booted out of the App Store for doing that. There's an instance where an application was sending data and it was hitting servers back in China without that having been disclosed, and whether it's Apple or Google, I can't remember, but one of them booted it out. Similarly, there's other cases of surreptitious data flows that they've taken action on. So even if you don't consider the national security, just the misrepresenting about where your data is going should be reason enough to get booted from the App Store. I don't have a lot of faith that Google and Apple are going to do that. Maybe in part they have very deep supply chain ties back into communist China. But I thought I would start there to see if the companies would do the right thing. And if not, again, this now falls squarely in the hands of the Biden administration to step up and take some action here.
It's Brendan Carr for the FCC. We appreciate the time and the access. Let me ask you about the Twitter and Elon Musk deal, if you don't mind. And I want to go here because I think you'll have a good opinion on it. When it comes to Twitter telling Elon Musk that they've got 5% bots, Musk is, or people around him are saying, it could be as many as 50% bots, which are just non-human accounts that will see Brendan Carr posting something, 5,000 people will retweet it, or it's not you, obviously, they don't do it for me either, but some far left-wing somebody, AOC posts something and 20,000 people retweet and like it immediately. It's not really people. These are robots. These are bots that do that so that the algorithm will pick it up and say, this is a bigger story than we thought it was, and then everybody gets to see it. What he's saying is they lied to him. He based his price on what they told him the bot number was, and at 5%, that's just too low. It's not true. Is there anything regulatory involved here where you can't lie about how many users you have on a social media platform, and then Elon Musk would have that sort of in his pocket or not?
Yeah, there's certainly federal filings that you need to make. You need to be truthful on. I'm not an expert in that area, and I know that it sounds now like this is going to head to litigation. I don't know that Elon Musk is going to have a cakewalk when it comes to litigation. I know he said he based his price on a very specific estimate of bots. 5420 sounds like it might have been based more directly on a pot reference than a bot reference. But
I think you're right.
We'll have to see. But we'll have to see how that pans out. My view has always been, look, I hope that he completes the purchase. I think it'd be great for free speech, but I've never put all my eggs in that basket. I've said whether he gets it or not, we need to step up with 230 reform and other guardrails to promote free speech on the internet, and we still need to do that regardless of how that plays out.
Well, what's interesting is that the sort of tight reins on the algorithm seemed to lighten up when he made the offer, and it looked like the board was gonna accept it. They started burning, you know, not literally, but they started like erasing hard drives back at Twitter to say, "Hey, we never did that stuff." So things seemed to get better. I gained a bunch of followers. You gained a bunch of followers. It seemed to be more of a free speech site again. As this started going downhill, it's getting a little more stringent again, which is very interesting. So if 230 goes away, how does that benefit the user?
Well, look, we need to do some core changes to 230. We need to keep the portions of it that promote speech, that allow people to leave speech up.
Yes.
And we need to get rid of the stuff in 230 that creates an incentive to censor. And you're right. Look, when it was first announced that Musk was going through this deal, it was like a breath of fresh air on Twitter. To your same point, I was gaining followers. Tweets were doing much better.
Yeah.
And it wasn't more than a week or two after that it kind of, you know, went back down to the status quo, which is where it is right now. So
right.
We got to hope that we get some reforms here because it's so important. Just that we get to the core of solving big challenges if we're able to debate all sides of those challenges.
You're in the communication business, so I'll ask you an opinion on something else that you might not have an opinion on, but let's go back to TikTok. Wouldn't it be great for an Elon Musk or somebody who's got a really big bankroll behind them to start Micmac, you know, start something else that doesn't harvest data, have it based in America? People clearly love having this app and having this available to, I've seen some very wholesome things on TikTok too. It's not always about feigning, you know, some sex act, but at the end of the day, this is something that's working very well. Sort of the modern day Vine, if you will. Wouldn't it behoove somebody who is in more of a free situation where they're not beholden to China or the CCP to come out with a similar app?
Yeah, I've seen some competitors. You know, Facebook has a product, I think Reels, that's similar. There's another application that people keep tagging me in on Twitter recently that they're trying to promote. I don't even remember the name. That would be another competitor. Yeah, I think that would be a great thing to offer some competition as an off-ramp so that people can distribute their content other ways. But in the meantime, kind of, you know, no matter the consequences, because of the national security concern, we got to step in here on TikTok.
You at the FCC and those in Congress on both sides of the aisle, which is, I'm glad that you brought that up, are taking this very seriously. Is it your opinion that the Biden administration is taking it seriously? Are they looking at TikTok as closely as Trump was? And when Trump said we're going to get rid of it, what did TikTok do to stop us from getting rid of it? Did they actually sell it? Did they pretend they were going to sell it? What happened with that?
Yeah, a couple of things. One, they went to court and I think blocked in part some of that. Two, when the Biden administration came in, they revoked one of those Trump executive orders that dealt with getting rid of TikTok. I hope they're taking it very seriously. I mean, look, I have a lot of fun in this job. There's a lot of things that I do, you know, that's just a lot of laughs. This is serious. And when you look at what TikTok is saying back to me, they're saying, well, you don't know what you're talking about. You're not an expert. It's just a bunch of hand waving and gaslighting.
Yes.
This is a very serious issue. Right now, Beijing has direct access to, you know, U.S. user data, private sensitive stuff. And I think TikTok is just betting on the fact that we're not going to get our act together in government. We're too dysfunctional to do the right thing and take action and help. Maybe they're right at the end of the day, but it's serious. It's sad. And I do hope the Biden administration, it's taking too long. We've got to complete those reviews and take action.
I hope we prove them wrong. I hope that that China is wrong. I hope TikTok is wrong. And I hope that what you're saying will permeate at least those who are watching and listening. Brendan Carr, FCC, go follow him over on Twitter. FCC Commissioner Brendan Carr, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Thanks so much. Enjoy it.
All right, brother. We're back after this. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Glad to have Commissioner Brendan Carr on. We appreciate him stopping by. That interview will be up on Rumble later on. Let me tell you about Eden Pure one more time. Independence Day sale continues. They actually, it ended. It had a deadline, the BOGO sale. And then they said, man, this really went very well, and more people want these. So they restarted it, and it's going to go until the 17th. So for about three more days, you can buy one and get one. So if you buy one, get two. Buy two, get four. Buy five, get 10. This is what they do with their Thunderstorm air purifier. It's going to completely eliminate any odor, even the worst odors like pet, cigarette smoke, urine, and cooking odors. Now's the time to order. Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale again ends on the 17th now. So a few more days they added on to this. Over 265,000 Thunderstorms are sold. Countless five-star reviews. You know it must work. People are buying several for around their homes as gifts. Go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's the website. E-D-E-N. PureDeals.com. Use discount code PAGSBOGO. P-A-G-S-B-O-G-O. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code PAGSBOGO. Shipping is free. They're extending this until the 17th. Get yourself some of these air purifiers right now. Another big hour coming your way. I appreciate you stopping by. We're going to have campus reform on. We always talk about nuttiness on campuses around the country. And you won't believe some of this stuff. Actually, there's a win for free speech, which is kind of cool. But then there are a bunch of losses as well. This young correspondent, his name is Jaden, will be on with me to the bottom of next hour. Meantime, stop by joepags.com. Click on the Instagram icon. Follow me on Instagram. That's where those come on videos are going to go from now on. Go to Instagram. Back after this.
This is the Joe Pags Show. The Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great having you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Bottom of the hour will be Campus Reform. Make sure you go to campusreform.org. Young journalists are doing a great job every single day exposing the lunacy of the lunatics on the left that are indoctrinating our kids in colleges and universities, many of them publicly funded. And we've got another young reporter on today with some incredible stories. Make sure you stick around for that. We've got that for you. Plus, what leftist liberals like Beto O'Rourke, who's running for governor of Texas, and he's no different than any leftist running for whatever the job happens to be in any state you happen to be in. The five things he's promising to do in Texas should he become elected. A lot of that was just sent to me by the Abbott administration, actually by the Greg Abbott for re-election campaign. And I'll read you some of these because it make you, I'm telling you, your face is going to hurt. But I just like that I get to say Beto again. Carrie, I'm kind of happy that he's running because I could say that.
Mm-hmm. I know. You like to say it like that, don't
when
you?
When you read a news story, no. What do you say?
Beto.
That's not that different. I just drag it out a little bit more.
It is a little different, actually.
You're still pronouncing it like the Spanish way. Beto.
Beto.
You're still
Beto.
Doing it.
What am I supposed to do? Beto.
Beto
O'Rourke. Beto. Beto O'Rourke?
No. Yeah, pronounce it like the white lady you are. Beto.
I'm not going to say Beto because it's not his name.
Beto. Beto. Can't you nail the bet part and then just go, oh.
No.
Is that the end?
I will not do that.
Give it a shot. Let's go.
I cannot. No, because you're going to record me. You're going to play it. And
well, I would never. Why would I record you? Silly.
You do that all the time.
That is silly. I've never recorded you and played things back. That's just rude.
Yeah, you do it all the time. Yeah.
I would never do that.
Well, you would.
Talking
I know
about
you would.
You were right.
What?
just like you did right
but
now.
But I would never. That's old. I used to do that.
You're right about this one.
A long time ago, I'd do that.
Mm-hmm. You can stop now. Thank you.
If you want her for the ringtone, people, this is how it goes.
You're getting a phone call?
That would be so annoying if I'm eating lunch and I hear that. Where the hell is she?
That should be your ringtone. Yes.
That'd be an A-Dub. This is the Joe Pag Show.
Oh, my God. Really? That's what so is wrong with you?
I don't know. I've been working with you a very long time.
Can I be honest with you? I don't know if I can get through this hour. Can you give me some encouragement?
You'll get it, buddy.
What the hell is wrong with you?
I don't know.
Come on, man. What the heck is going on?
15 years. 16 years. 888-941-PAGS.
888-941-7247. JoePags.com on a Thursday. Feeling all right. Bad? Don't. Don't stop.
Sounds of Mel. Mel, Mark, and Don.
Oh, just Mel?
I want to give him some props.
Seems I got to have a change in scene.
Mel called. He said, please stop. Very shy.
Never stop. Imprisoned by the way things used to be. Yeah. Left here on my own, so it seems. I got to leave before I start to scream.
Mark, Don, and Mel, let's go. Grand Funk Railroad.
Somebody locked the door and took the key.
Come on. Thursday, almost Friday, the weekend's almost here. That is Carrie. That's Polo. Monica's in for Sam. Sing along. Betty, 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 Betty. PAGS, 888-941-7247, JoePags.com. We are doing a push, and by we, I mean I am. Go and follow me on Instagram. If you're not yet and you have an Instagram account, why not? At Joe Talk Show. At Joe Talk Show. It is verified. I'm going to do my come on videos over on Instagram from now on. Past couple of days, I've done that already. As TikTok has suspended me again, I will do one more video on TikTok before I remove the app completely, and that'll be as soon as they lift the suspension. So I'm trying to build up my Instagram, which is only like 22,000. TikTok's 130,000. So hopefully we'll be able to get a lot of people who are watching over there to come and watch on Instagram. But again, on Instagram, at Joe Talk Show, at JoeTalkShow. Go and follow over there right now. There is a lot going on. I want to bring up this email that I got from the Abbott campaign, because I found this to be interesting. I don't know why anybody who wants to be the governor of this state, we're in Texas, if you didn't know, why anybody who wants to be the governor of this state would ever release something like this. And by the way, I guess Beto is calling it the Reinvention Convention. Have you heard this?
No, I had not heard that.
They're calling it the Reinvention Convention. And the headline of this for Texans for Greg Abbott, the organization that sent me, the headline is the five most outrageous resolutions at Beto's Reinvention Convention. As Beto O'Rourke tries to reinvent himself once again, his Democrat Party platform tells the real story of just how out of touch he is with Texas voters. That's Mark Miner, communications director. Now, here are the five things. Those of you watching and listening, this is not just a Texas thing. This is what Democrats, liberals, progressives want to do in every state. And these are just five of them. Number one, a Texas Democratic Party resolution calls for the removal of the word God in the state constitution and all state documents. Carrie, had you heard that?
No.
You just want to remove God. It goes on to say, in support of separation of church and state, which doesn't exist, Texas should remove any state constitutional amendment or state document regarding God. The Democratic Party supports all religion, but not in state documents. I mean, they submitted it. It's a statewide resolution submission. Dude. Here's the second one. A Texas Democratic Party resolution calls for the abolishment of landfills in the state of Texas and to use garbage as energy. There you go, Carrie. Use your garbage for energy.
Right. Okay.
Take your garbage. Instead of taking it out to the road, you dump it in the furnace and heat your water with it or something. I don't know.
I'm not going to do that.
Awesome, huh? Actually, I think it's awesome. Yeah. Once you abolish landfills, use garbage as energy. Number three, a Texas Democratic Party resolution calls for an inclusive vision of space. of space, where we can no longer use gendered phrases like manned and instead use crewed.
Okay.
It's a manned flight out of Houston.
A crewed flight?
It's a crewed flight. And wouldn't that come off as C-R-U-D-E?
I know. Most people would think that.
It's a crewed flight. And then you get like the audio from inside. It's like, they're all farting on each other or something. How is it a crewed flight? What does that even mean?
Flight. Wow. Okay.
C-R-E-W-E-D, which I'm not sure is a word. I'm not sure that's a word.
I don't know if I've ever heard it like that. Yeah. That's a new one.
Let's look it up. Carrie, no, you're going to say word or not a word. Let's play word or not a word.
I'm going to say not a word.
Okay. Let's see what dictionary says. Which now dictionary will like very quickly change it to a word, even if it's not, just to make the liberals feel good. Let's see.
Well, past tense of crew. The boat is crewed by 5 people.
Oh, my God.
So there you go. I've never crewed for a world famous yachtsman before.
Wow.
Hmm.
Crewed. It's a homophone. Sounds like crewed. So there you go. So that's dumb. Of course, it's manned, and man is just a part of mankind or human. That would include women. Are we going to get to the point where we're going to change it from first baseman, second baseman, third baseman?
I'm sure we'll do that? That's coming. Yeah. Yep. What should it be?
What do we say?
First base player. Person. First base. Oh, you can't say human. First
Come on,
base
dude.
People.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Number 3, the Texas Democratic Party resolution calls for an inclusive vision. We already did that one. For God's sakes, let's not do that one again. Number 4, a Texas Democratic Party resolution calls for a failure to vote tax of $20 if a resident doesn't vote in an election. Carrie, if you're too busy and don't go vote, it's going to cost you $20.
Wow. Okay. What if I had an emergency?
Too bad. $20, lady.
That doesn't seem very fair, but
$20, cough it up. Quote, in support of failure to vote penalty, the majority of registered voters in Texas do not vote. Therefore, our state is a non-voting state. Voting is the most important civic duty of a United States citizen, and neglecting such duties should have consequences as other infractions in society do. The penalty for failure to vote is a fine of $20 to be paid towards the restoration of civics classes in Texas public schools if one does not submit a valid and sufficient reason for not voting. One can pay the penalty, and that will end the matter. So I guess if you have an emergency, like too many jalapenos the night before or whatever,
that's
I get
probably
it.
Probably not an emergency, but,
but you never know. Sometimes for me it is.
And that's disgusting. Yeah,
it is. Yep.
Really, what? Really gross.
What?
That's gross.
I'm just being honest. Sometimes people face that. Sometimes people are
if you have so those problems, you can still go vote.
Really? Would I just show up and, hey, whatever happens, happens? What are you talking about?
Yeah, why not?
That's a verified emergency. What is wrong with you?
You know what I mean. That's not really an emergency.
Oh, yes, it is. Number 5. A Texas Democratic Party resolution calls for abolishing public school sports.
What?
No, no, don't be giving me opinion, news lady.
I just said what? I questioned that.
That was very opinionated what? there was all sorts of stuff in that what.
Oh.
Your kids playing sports? Done.
What?
No. Let me read it. In support of abolish public school sports, whereas public school sports has been a tradition in Texas and the United States since the early 20th century, it no longer serves a purpose for the 21st century. News lady. And whereas, in order to focus on public education and stop wasting money on sports, it is in the best interest to abolish all school sports programs. Hundreds of millions of dollars we waste on sports mentality, including on expensive football stadiums and other high-cost sports facilities, while hundreds of millions of tax dollars paid by businesses and individuals are wasted on school sports, our quality of education keeps on declining instead of using that money on school books, computers, quality meals, and paying our teachers and non-teachers more. school districts with more emphasis on sports also have schools that fail in test scores and lower graduation rates because school sports are too much focused on versus learning, and whereas other countries with better quality of education do not have school sports. There you go. You had a comment, lady? News lady?
I've got several comments. Oh, my gosh. And this is true. You are reading
this. This was sent to me from Mark Miner at Texans for Greg Abbott.
Yeah, let's see how that goes over. This is Texas. High school football, you want to get rid of that? I don't think that's going to happen. I really, really don't. And my children have gotten plenty of lessons by playing sports. And it's helped them to become the young men that they are. Wow. And they're pretty great.
Opinion. Look at me. Look at me, opinion lady.
That one got
I played school sports. I think people who play school sports learn regimentation, scheduling. They learn how to do a routine. They know how to get in shape.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I mean, the best friends you've ever met are the people that you played ball with. So at the end of the day, you've got an entire party in Texas, and extend that to around the country, because believe me, he didn't come up with this. He's too stupid. He didn't come up with this. This is some sort of a Democrat push around the country, far left-wing progressive. He's actually saying that school sports are hurting grades. School sports are why teachers can't make more money, or why there can't be better lunches in the lunchroom. This, and he wants you to believe it. That's the crazy part. Now, I want your thoughts on this. 888-941-PAT. We've already heard Carrie's thoughts. Oh, I'm a journalist. I can't give a thought. So there you go. You heard all that.
Don't throw me under the bus like that.
I want you to do that. I'm with you.
You know, as a mom.
Oh, you're not a journalist right now. You're a mom.
I am a mom. I'm a mom right now. I was in journalism.
I appreciate when you do this. When you stop that BS about you don't have an opinion. Of course you do.
Well, yes, I do. I just can't always let it be known.
Can't believe the news lady said she's against Beto. That's weird.
I did not say that.
No, she didn't say that.
I did not say that.
But this would be stupid to blame sports for failing schools, or for lower grades, or
you
for
you have to have good grades in order lunches. To play, or you're not going to be able to play the sports.
No. You're just making it up now, because clearly it's low grades go with sports. No. Low grades.
No, that's not true. Not true.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. What do you think about these changes that Beto would like to make to Texas and progressives like him would like to make around the country? What do you think about that? No more garbage dumps. You're going to get fined if you don't vote. No school sports, because that's the bane of the existence of everything. You know what the deal is? Beto O'Rourke is so gangly and weird looking, he probably can't play a sport. I know that he could do skateboarding.
Skateboarding, yeah.
Yeah, we saw the skateboarding. That. Mm-hmm. But that's about it. That's probably he probably rode the pine, never got into the game, and now he's mad and he's going to make up for it. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
It's the Joe Pags Show. Remember, campusreform.org, bottom of the hour. Jaden Hurd will be on. Yes, I asked him if he's related to Amber, because I can. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Turns out sports in school, that's the big problem. You got to get rid of them. That's according to Beto, though. And the idea is that they're tossing around at the Democrat Party of Texas. Let me, in the meantime, ask you if you've gone to EdenPureDeals.com yet. I hope you have. EdenPureDeals.com. They brought the BOGO deal back. It went away for a few days. They saw how popular it was, and that so many more of you wanted to get the buy one, get one free, that they put it back up until July 17th. Go and get some of these right now. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier makes a huge difference in your house. Doesn't matter how many you buy, you're going to get buy one, get one free. It could be 5, get 10. Buy 10, get 20. Thunderstorm's going to completely eliminate any odor, even the worst odors like pet, cigarette smoke, urine, cooking odors. Now is the time to order. Eden Pure's buy one, get one free sale ends on the 17th of this month. Do not hesitate. Over 265,000 of these have been sold. Countless five-star reviews as well. You know it works. People are buying several for around the house and to give away as gifts. EdenPureDeals.com. EdenPureDeals.com is the website. Use discount code PAGSBOGO, PAGSBOGO. Again, EdenPureDeals.com. Discount code is PAGSBOGO. Shipping is free as well. Get on this right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you stopping by. Ken, talk to me. Washington.
Joe, how you doing? Hey, nice to talk to you. Hey, this Thank whole you. Thing about the sports thing. I played sports in high school, like I'm sure you did.
Yes.
In order for a boy or a girl to play sports in high school, you have to keep a certain GPA. That gives the kids incentives to study. They don't mushroom while they're in high school. They're always striving to keep that GPA up so they can play those sports
right.
that these left-wingers are talking about taking away from us.
Hey, I got to tell you something, Ken. You got it dead wrong, man. I mean, sports are making for bad lunches. Teachers aren't making enough money, and they cost. I think he dropped the bomb, yeah. See, what happens, Carrie, is they get so comfortable because you're talking to Pagsy.
I forget they're on the radio.
Hanging out with the Pagsies.
Just talking to them. And then,
you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Can't do that.
He gave me a perfect break to hang up on him. I decided to extend the conversation, and I felt the bomb coming, and he dropped it with precision.
And actually, that is exactly what I said before the break. So,
what'd you say?
About you have to have good grades in order
to Are you giving more opinion on this one?
No, I'm just telling you again because I don't think you heard what I said.
I heard what you said. I just blew you off.
He didn't hear what I said, that listener.
Oh, yeah, Ken may not have heard what you said because he was like, is that the news lady? Weird.
Why is she talking?
888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Mike, Minnesota, talk to me.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. I they show it every day. They just show you.
Hello?
Let's just say with everyday Americans and everything, and it just ceases to amaze me, the stupidity that really goes into their thought process, that they think that by taking God out of pretty much everything, and that isn't going to leave a vacuum for something else to fill in. And I think we're seeing the fruit of that already in our society. And taking sports, Lord knows some of us, that was the main incentive for getting good grades was playing sports and hoping you get a scholarship. So for a lot of us who went to school and weren't exactly, you know, were scholarships or high-achieving students, it still gave us incentive so we could be eligible for sports and hopefully get a scholarship. So you take away the incentive for a lot of kids to play sports and everything, and it just ceases to amaze me how they don't get it.
All right, Mike, thank you. It never ceases to amaze me. It's not ceases to amaze you. You said it twice. I let the first time go. It never ceases to amaze me. But I love you like a brother. Keep it here. Campus Reform coming up.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
Great to have you along for the ride. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Really glad to have another young correspondent from campusreform.org. They do great journalism every day. This time it's a new friend of mine. Name is Jaden Hurd. First question has to be, are you related to Amber or not?
Oh, absolutely not. And thank God, praise God, I'm not. That would be a sin in itself.
Well, hey, Jaden, nice to meet you. You're a correspondent, but you also still go to college. I guess for the summer you're probably in D.C. or Virginia, right?
I'm actually just spending a week up here just to shoot some videos with Campus Reform, so I'm very blessed to do that.
You go to school at Auburn?
Yes, sir. Auburn University.
You grew up in Alabama?
Yes, sir.
You were a fan of Alabama?
Hey, I grew up...
Listen, whatever. Yeah, look, I grew up in South Florida, so I'm a Hurricanes fan, but Florida State and University of Florida, they were the big rivals until Florida State and University of Miami became rivals. Then I almost went to Florida State. So I'm with you. Look, I get it. But, I mean, can you tell anybody on the campus of Auburn that you're an Alabama fan?
Joe, I would get more canceled than I already am as a conservative, all right? Like, that's not going to happen.
So how do you make the decision? I mean, Auburn offered you something that made more sense to you. But it's like me with the Miami Dolphins, who let me down my entire life. I still love the Miami Dolphins, even though I know they're probably not going to win anything. So it's sort of that. Well, although, but Alabama is really good. I mean, that's the difference, I guess.
Yeah, Alabama has traditionally been a really good football program, and so, but Auburn's just a better school. I'm sorry to say it. We have a better business program, and that's what I'm going for. So I just made that decision off the whim. So, and it's free. So.
And now, did your family get upset with you? Because are they all Alabama fans?
Nah, they didn't care. No, it's actually a mixed house. So.
Okay, so some Auburn, some Alabama. For me, I'm not a big Alabama fan. That's where what's his face went, right? Oh, I can't think of the coach's name now. He was Nick at LSU. Say it again.
Nick Saban.
Yeah, Nick Saban. He went to Alabama, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, he coaches there.
Now he was the head coach at MSU in Lansing, Michigan, East Lansing, when I was a television news anchor up there. And man, I just found this guy to be so dull. Any interview that you would do, anytime you heard him speak, but he must be a really, really good coach.
I mean, he's tremendous. I'm very thankful for, I don't know how many championships at this point he's blessed us with, but I mean, Roll Tide to Nick Saban, but he is very bland. You know, I kind of see what you mean by that.
He's very, very boring. And I didn't like that he got up and left like before this, before the bowl game, and Lansing ended up going to LSU, and then he ended up going to Alabama. All right. It's Jaden Hurd, brand new, first time here anyway on my program, but a great correspondent at campusreform.org. Go to that website every day. What are you studying at Auburn?
Business administration. I hope to graduate in 2024 and do something with my degree, hopefully.
I find that to be interesting because you're a young conservative guy. You're doing real journalism, real reporting, yet you're going for business. Could it be business attached to politics somehow?
Possibly, yeah. I went into college actually a liberal, believe it or not, and so I had no interest in politics. But I met a few people. A lot of things happened to me, and I just got tied into the journalism thing, and here I am.
Generally speaking, people like you become more liberal when you go to college if you already have a liberal bent. What was it that opened your eyes? Because I think that if you have a one-on-one conversation with a human being and say, look, here's why I think conservatism is the right way, they'll listen and they'll learn. But more times than not, there's a lot of groupthink. And groupthink says you better not step out of the group or else you're out for good. We won't invite you to lunch tomorrow. What was it that helped you go from liberal to conservative? That's a very, very interesting story.
So two things that happened was, first, I was pushed to the right. The left has just gone off the walls. I mean, it is insane. And, you know, not every leftist is this way, but, you know, just the overall ideologies that are being pushed, I didn't support. And then two, I found Christ. Christ just naturally brought me over to the more conservative side.
Yes.
And so I supported the more Christian values. And yeah, that basically influences how I think now.
Is Auburn a state university? Is it a taxpayer funded university?
It's a public university.
Isn't that something? I mean, for you to find Christ and for you to find your conservatism at a publicly funded university, which is generally speaking a far left place, that's pretty interesting. So is Auburn, generally speaking, if I talk to the student population, will it be more liberal than not?
Actually, so for a red state, you know, obviously Alabama is a red state.
Yeah.
But most universities that you go to, no matter what state they're in, they're probably going to be more blue. But compared to other universities, Auburn is pretty conservative, and I'm very happy to have a really good friend group. I mean, most of the student body, I'd say like 60% are conservative, but the left is really loud at Auburn. I will say that.
What's interesting is I'm in Texas, and about 45 miles away is University of Texas at Austin, which is horribly blue. Like, you've got to have free speech zones and safe spaces and BIPOC, you know, residencies. It's all very strange in this very, very red state. So I'm glad that in Alabama, Auburn has not gone off the rails to the left. They've tried everything they could to make Austin Portland, and they've been pretty successful. It is Jaden Hurd, brand new, first time, I should say, correspondent here on my show from campusreform.org. You say you're in Virginia to do some videos and do some work. So are you the guy that goes out there with a video and asks a question of somebody and then really sort of lets them know what the truth is? Because that seems to be very effective for you guys as well.
Yes, sir. That's like my favorite thing to do here.
So when you go and do that, do you ever see that sort of, I don't know, light bulb go off over their head where they go, oh, wow, I didn't realize that? Because sometimes you guys will give a quote from somebody who's a Democrat, say that Trump said it, they hate it, then tell them, no, that was really Joe Biden, and they'll realize how hypocritical they were being. Is there a video that you're working on that we can tell people about?
Absolutely. So right now, actually yesterday, we filmed a video, a great video, where today we talked to students about the Constitution.
Nice.
Like, hey, Constitution Day is coming up in a month, and, you know, what's going on? Like, we'll give you some money if you can tell us what the Constitution says, what do you think about the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera. And we threw in a trick question, which was very interesting, and it was, what other country has an explicit right to free speech? And it's a trick question because we're the only one,
right?
And you just see them list off countries and it was funny. So that's one of them.
I love it. Well, we hope to see that. Is that video up yet, or are you still working on it?
Still working on it.
All right, brother. We'll take a look at it when it gets up there. Jaden Hurd is his name. Let's get into these stories. Christian students receive $800,000 in free speech lawsuit ruling. I'm glad to hear it. What was this based on?
Yeah, so back in 2016, these two Christian students that attended Georgia, I believe Gwinnett College or something like that, a small college, they were preaching outside of these free speech zones, and they got some, you know, some flack from the university for it. So they ended up, you know, complying, and they ended up preaching and evangelizing into these little free speech zones that honestly nobody goes by. And thankfully, actually after that, they ended up being shut down again while they were in the free speech zone.
Wow.
Because for some kind of disturbing the peace and making students uncomfortable, you know, something ridiculous like that. And then immediately after that, the university figured out, wow, we could probably face some legal trouble from this. And so what they did was they changed their policy really quickly, but it was too late because thankfully 6 years later, the Supreme Court awarded these students and held the school accountable and gave them $800,000.
And this was the University of Georgia?
No, this is Georgia Gwinnett College.
Okay, yeah, I actually used to live in Gwinnett County, which is, I think, where Norcross is. It's just north of Atlanta. So as we hear this story, the whole stupidity of free speech zones really bothers me. And I hope somebody will sue successfully to tell the university that while you've got somebody waving a Palestinian flag or an ISIS flag in the public square, the people who are preaching Christianity have to go to some free speech zone. That's not in the Constitution. It's a publicly funded institution. This I don't know if it is. Is this a private or public university? I don't even know.
The university of the students are that's a public university.
Okay, so it's public. It's subsidized by the taxpayers. Therefore, it is an arm of the government. If it's the University of or it's Gwinnett, whatever the hell it is, at the end of the day, you can't say you have free speech only where we say you do. Now, of course, you don't have free speech in a classroom if the professor's teaching. There are rules and there are protocols that you follow. But if you're out in the public square at this college or university, you should have every right to do whatever you want. So the ruling doesn't give them the right to do this anywhere. It just says that the college cracking down on them in the free speech zones was wrong.
Absolutely on point. And a similar situation happened at Auburn University, believe it or not, the so-called conservative university. Yeah. that I thought it was. But we had two street preachers come and evangelize on campus at a public university. Auburn University is as public as you get. It's a very Christian community. It's a very conservative community. And they came there to preach the gospel to the students. And they were handed letters actually saying that if they came back, they would be held liable for criminal trespassing. And so I took these guys out to lunch just to get their situation. And apparently this happens all over where they go. So this isn't just Georgia Gwinnett College. This isn't just Auburn University. This is everywhere. The free speech zones, and you have to jump through hoops to preach the gospel or spread your ideals. It's honestly ridiculous. And these are all public universities.
But if you want to protest Ben Shapiro showing up on campus, that's, hey, go get it, man. That's free speech. That's the First Amendment. It's all so stupid and so backward, you know. It's Jaden Hurd. We appreciate Jaden coming on. Correspondent from campusreform.org. Go to that website every day like I do. Dog names, it turns out, Jaden, are racist, according to scholars. Help me out here.
So, yeah, the six universities, the professors from six different colleges basically came out and they were responding to this study done by some quarterly website. And basically the study concluded that there was a difference between how long certain dogs would be adopted based on their names, and they tied it to the association of the race of the names of how it sounded.
What?
So the blacker the name sounded, the longer it took to adopt the dog. And what's crazy about the story is that six different university doctor professors came out basically praising and applauding the story. It was absolutely ridiculous. And this is just another example of the downfall of our institutions. I actually have a quote here from one of the professors if you want to know it.
Yeah, go ahead.
But so she tweeted, "Anti-blackness is so pervasive, it even expands to dog names."
Come on, man. So, Jaden, most people, 5 or 6 million, will hear you and not see you. Those who are watching the video stream will see you as well. You happen to be a young black man. So help me understand something. What is a black name for a dog? Am I missing something?
Honestly, it shocked me as well.
Did they list some names?
Yeah. Like I names aren't like racist. Like they're not.
No, I'm with you. But did they say what the names were that made them so-called black names? I've never heard of something that's. I know plenty of black dudes named Joe, like me. So I'm not. I don't understand.
I didn't see any names listed, but I did see a specific dog that was pit bull that happened to be a common trend, I guess. So I guess a pit bull is more of a black dog. You know, I don't, you know.
Jayden, help me, my friend. I'm not now, by the way, the pit bull is going to be adopted last because it's a mean, nasty dog. It has nothing to do with the name of the dog, does it? Like my German Shepherd is Gunner. Is that a more white name? Is that a black? I don't know. Is that an Italian? I'm Italian. Maybe it's an Italian name. I don't know. This is stupidity, isn't it?
Absolutely. And let me get this clear. Racism is an absolutely disgusting sin.
Of course it is.
That we should obviously acknowledge. But when we're out here extending racism and the term racist to dog names and everything and making everything racist, then nothing is racist. And it obviously offends me personally as a black man who's experienced actual racism for the left to hijack this term to push their ideologies on everybody else. It's absolutely disgusting.
So well said. And I want to reiterate what you just said. If everything is racist, nothing is racist, and then racism just pervades. We have to call out real racism when it happens. You and I will align. We will fight it. We will stop it. But I'm sorry, dog names aren't racist. And if a pit bull isn't getting adopted, maybe check and see, you know, the history of pit bulls, and then you'll know why they're not being adopted. It's Jayden Hurt. Jayden, is there a social media site you want to put out there?
Sure. My Instagram handle is Jayden.Hurt. That's my first name, dot last name.
Okay. It's H-E-A-R-D, by the way. All right, so let's get into this one. Harvard Law Instructor says it's our civic duty to accost six justices who overturned Roe. And before you tell me about the story, let me just make this clear. I checked the Constitution before we started today just to make sure I was right. In the First Amendment, it doesn't say you have the right to accost people. Go ahead. What's this story about?
Yeah, funny. I also want to backtrack on what you just said. We just did a video today on the Constitution talking about the First Amendment, giving people out money. I read it very thoroughly. It's nowhere in there. But anyway, the day after Roe decision was made, basically this Harvard law professor came out and basically said that, quote, and I'll quote her tweet real quick, "The six justices who overturned Roe should never know peace again. It is our civic duty to accost them every time they're in public. They are pariahs, since women don't have their rights. These justices should never have a peaceful moment in public again." First thing I'll say, this is a Harvard law professor telling their law students to go harass lawmakers. I mean, or you know, Supreme Court justices.
Yes.
And, like, honestly, like, someone who does that should have their law license, like, revoked or something like that. But one thing I'll give this person credit for, they did say it was women instead of uterus havers or something stupid like that.
Those able to have children, yes. What's interesting about this is the law professor's dead wrong. It actually says you have the right to peaceably assemble. It doesn't say anything about take peace away from people. They should never have a day of peace. They should never have a moment of peace. They're pariahs. By the way, she has every right to say what she said, but if she's actually entitled people to go and break the law. It's against the law to intimidate those who sit on the bench. You can't intimidate a judge. All of these protests that are happening in the neighborhoods where the judges live, this is all illegal. Merrick Garland won't do anything about it, but this is all illegal. It is not covered by the Constitution. This person should not be teaching law, that's for sure. Do we have time for one more? Yeah, let's do the last one. Princeton professor accused of plagiarism. What happened here?
Yeah, so this Princeton professor who actually accused a former conservative Milwaukee sheriff of plagiarism is now being accused of plagiarism himself. So what happened was he he's actually a columnist at MSNBC too, and he's also a Princeton professor. So what's interesting is that this accusation came 6 months ago, and we're just now hearing about it because Princeton is finally looking into it. So this guy basically published two books that were caught basically blatantly stealing content from other sources without giving the sources. So he was caught on that. And then what's interesting is that this guy is a columnist at MSNBC, and he's also a professor at Princeton.
Yes.
And so these are our teachers, and these are the people writing our news, giving us this information, and they're plagiarizing.
And his name is Kevin Cruz, by the way, K-R-U-S-E. Was he going after Sheriff David Clark, my good friend?
Yes, sir.
Yes, and they will do anything they can to go after Sheriff Clark because he just doesn't care. He takes none of their crap, and here's a guy who is casting aspersions before checking out his own history, which I find to be pretty typical of liberals out there. Jayden, did you feel okay? You had a good time doing this?
Absolutely, man. This is probably the most fun. I watch you, actually.
Oh, thank you.
I'm a huge fan of you, so this is awesome. This is a huge opportunity.
I appreciate that. Well, the privilege is mine, and I think you did a great job. Congratulations on being a correspondent with Campus Reform, but also get that degree and come back and see us all you want, man. I think you did a great job today. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right, man. We're back after this. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Glad to have you. Thanks a lot for taking the time tonight. If you can get through the phone lines, no problem. Just go to joepags.com, joepags.com. Click on contact at the bottom of the page. Send me an email. You can go to any of the social media links. And I'm especially asking you to check out the Instagram link. Again, I'm going to be leaving TikTok. I'm going to do one more video there when they do let me back on. But a lot of people like these come on videos that I'm doing. And I'm going to be doing them all based on Instagram. And I haven't really asked you to go to Instagram over the years. But do that now if you don't mind. Let's build that page up. Just go to Instagram and look up at Joe Talk Show. Pop culture. Boop! Polo, what is happening, brother?
So did you see the story I sent you earlier about Ivana Trump?
I did see that. I figured that you might be doing that for pop culture.
Yeah, so apparently a female employee of Ivana's arrived at her residence, unlocked the door, walked inside and discovered her at the second floor staircase on the right side, and she wasn't breathing. She called 911. Unfortunately, Ivana Trump has passed away.
Did they say why or the cause? That sounds weird.
I mean, there's another bit here. It says that that she had gone into cardiac arrest.
Oh, wow.
That's all they really say. And that she was 73 years old.
Let me make it clear. This is the mother of Don Jr., Eric, and Ivanka. This is Ivana Trump, Donald Trump's ex-wife. We got to go. That's Polo. That's Monica. That's Carrie. I'm Joe. We'll see you later. Bye.
This is the Joe Pags Show.